Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. Pro-Palestinian protesters at New York's Columbia University have taken over an administration building on the school's main campus. The protesters and other demonstrators outside the building are calling on the school to sever all its financial ties to Israel and Israeli institutions. Richard Madden reports.
Overnight, protesters smashed windows at one of its main academic buildings, blocking the entrance by stacking chairs and tables in front of it, refusing to leave the grounds. Now, college leaders had warned those protesters to leave the encampment by 2 p.m. yesterday or be disciplined, insisting some have already been suspended. But as of now, hundreds of protesters are still on campus, and some students say they've been threatened, even attacked by protesters as they try to get inside.
They've just been targeting students, whomever they can find. They chant, "We don't want no Zionists here." So to me, that's a genocidal call, and that's a threat.
Now, Columbia may be the epicenter of this protest movement, but it's happening on dozens of college campuses across the country. Pennsylvania, Virginia, California, even George Washington University here in D.C. Some commencement and graduation ceremonies have since been canceled as the unrest shows no signs of slowing down. Richard Madden, CBC News, Washington.
Meanwhile, the International Court of Justice is ruling today on a case brought forward against Germany by the government of Nicaragua. It's calling on the court to order Germany to stop sending weapons to Israel.
Failing to honor its own obligation to prevent genocide or to ensure respect of international humanitarian law.
That's Nicaragua's representative at the court. Nicaragua is calling on the court to demand that Germany withdraw its military and financial aid to Israel in the wake of the Israeli military campaign in Gaza. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre's tough-on-crime rhetoric continues to focus on bail restrictions and stricter punishments for serious offenders. But a recent speech is raising questions about how Poilievre would go about enacting his plan. Tom Perry has more.
Thank you very much to all of you in blue.
Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre speaking to the Canadian Police Association.
Multiple murders will only ever come out of jail in a box.
Promising to keep anyone convicted of multiple murder in maximum security and force them to serve consecutive sentences.
And all of my proposals are constitutional, and we will make sure we will make them constitutional using whatever tools the Constitution allows me to use to make them constitutional. I think you know exactly what I mean.
Poilievre didn't say which tools, but in the past, he has talked about using the notwithstanding clause. Errol Mendez teaches constitutional law at the University of Ottawa.
Essentially, it's the straw that'll break the camel's back and lead to, eventually, the denigration of the Charter as a whole.
In his speech, Poilievre said as Prime Minister, he would be accountable to the people. Tom Perry, CBC News, Ottawa.
Still in Ottawa, where negotiators have been looking for a global treaty on plastic pollution, and they suggest that they're getting closer to a draft text. Talks wrapped up in the early hours this morning, and for the first time, the actual text of the treaty was discussed. And one EU representative is optimistic.
We support your proposal, Mr. Chair, which in our opinion presents a carefully crafted balance between work on technical matters and means of implementation. It may not be perfect, but we believe it is a good compromise.
However, the Rwandan delegation, which helped kickstart this process, has some concerns. It believes there's too much focus on expanding recycling and not enough on limiting manufacturing. A fifth round of talks are scheduled for later this year in South Korea. King Charles has resumed his public duties. The King visiting a cancer treatment charity earlier this morning. Charles had his own cancer diagnosis earlier this year, and this is his first formal public appearance in 3 months. Buckingham Palace is saying more are planned for the coming weeks, with the King scheduled to host a state dinner for the Emperor of Japan in June. And that is The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings.